Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast hosted by me, Michaela J. Get ready to dive into an action-packed, bougie-based, and spiritually guided experience on all things manifesting your next level luxe life. Let's go.
Guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Welcome back to another episode. We're in the studio per usual. It's a Monday when I'm recording this, and I love Mondays. Like, I don't know. People complain about Mondays. Even my husband yesterday was like, I'm kind of getting the Sunday scaries. And I told him that that was a shit mindset to have because honestly, I love a good Monday and I love starting the work week with a lot of positive energy because one thing we're going to be talking about today is like your thoughts truly make up your reality, which is not a new topic or idea for us, but I want to talk about it a little bit more in depth and how that plays into the level that you are currently receiving at. But I told him, I'm like, that's a shit belief. That's a limiting belief. We always do this. Like when one of us says something that we feel is really limiting, we'll be like, that's a super gross limiting belief. And we kind of like nip each other in the butt with that, which is really nice to have that support system. And I do that with my clients, of course, too. But yeah, the Sunday scaries, it shouldn't be a thing. And you guys know how I feel about the idea of adulting. Like, why are you complaining about adulting? Make it a vibe. Make your Monday a vibe. How do you need to start your week with some excitement and with really positive energy? So one thing that we talk a lot about here is how the energy in which you do something is the energy in which you're going to receive the manifestation. So for example, let's say you're going to go on a trip, like go on a vacation, and you're feeling super stressed out planning the trip. When you actually go on the trip, the feelings you're going to have when you actually receive it, when you're in the manifestation, you're going to feel stressed out during the trip. And it might not be, you might look at it as like, oh, well, it's not my fault. Like, it's not my fault I missed this train, and it's not my fault that it's super busy over here and that we didn't make this reservation in time, right? Which a lot of times we can take some more responsibility for, but you end up receiving the energy that you put into that process. So every day you were stressed finding flights, every day you were stressed finding the right hotel, every day you were stressed out scrolling on TikTok or finding the right restaurants, like that's the energy you get out of it. And it's the same thing when you're starting out your week or when you're moving into the weekend. Let's say you have some weekend plans you're feeling kind of anxious about. The more you accept, like if you accept the invite for the plans and you're really anxious, and when you're getting ready, you're really anxious. The whole time you're there, you're going to be anxious. So when you are moving through your weekend, because obviously this is going to go up on Wednesday, when you're moving through the rest of your week and your weekend, and even when you're starting next week, come at it with a lot of positive energy. Because like I said, the thoughts that we have end up creating our reality. You will continue to manifest things that stress you out, that give you the Sunday scaries, if you keep going with that mindset. And the topic we're really talking about today is diving into like effortless receiving. Doing things in a way that feels easy helps receiving become easy. So notice these little patterns you have in your life. When you have the Sunday scaries, that makes the rest of the week a little scary. When you feel anxious going into certain plans, that makes the events a little bit more anxiety driven. This is why having certainty is so powerful and important. Like when you feel certain of what you're accomplishing this week and you look at your to-do list and you're like, I'm going to crush that project at work. I'm going to kill it at this podcast episode. I'm going to put out that TikTok and it looks amazing. I'm going to go kill this super hard workout at fucking Barry's boot camp or whatever you're doing, right? And if you go at it with that certainty, that positivity, you are going to effortlessly receive the result you want. And why is that? It's because you've already set your mind on the result. There's so many times where we are really focused on like that in-between limbo space. I always call it like the manifestation in between having it and not having it. And we really focus on like the anxiety and the buildup and it's not here and how's it going to go and what's going to happen. You're like basically in the middle of a soup of like anything could happen. Like you can get a lentil, you can get a carrot, like you can get a tomato. Like we don't know what we're getting, right? You're just kind of swimming around. But what if you made a decision of how Slang was going to go and you were really certain it was going to go that way? I did this with my Palm Springs retreat and it was the best time ever. Like if you guys follow any of the girls on Instagram, they have been posting like about it like crazy. We did this amazing photo shoot and like the same day we got the photos, all the girls were posting about how it was the best trip ever. Everybody was calling each other like soul sisters by the end and it was just the best time. And that's because I planned the trip with a lot of excitement, with a lot of anticipation, knowing it was going to go so well. People were going to have breakthroughs. People were going to feel recharged. I put so much energy and intention into this trip going perfectly and going right. Then, of course, that's the experience that was created. I was certain that it was going to be an amazing time and an amazing trip. So that's what we get out. When we are certain, there's only one result that the universe needs to deliver to us. It's like when we say that we want like a new car, for example. This is why clarity is really important. It's actually the first step in my manifestation process, which I have two other podcast episodes about my four-step process to manifestation. I'll link them in the show notes for you guys if you want to go and re-listen to those. But it's getting really clear on what you want, because the more clear you are on the one result you want, the easier it actually is for you to receive that. If you want a new car and you're like, yeah, I want a luxury vehicle. Okay, great. Well, there's like a million luxury vehicles that you could have. And also that's such a subjective idea, because what's luxury to one person might not be luxury to another. Like if somebody tells me that they want a Honda and they're like, I want like a super bougie 2024 Honda. Like to me, that's not luxury. I'm like, I really want a fucking Lambo truck. So it's just a different level, right? And not that any of it's right or wrong, but you need that clarity of what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? And have that clarity, because when you can zero in on one outcome and feel really, really good and really, really focused on that, that's where we start to activate this effortless receiving. And we can really start to lock in that certainty, because you know exactly what you're calling into your life and exactly what you are wanting to bring about. I also want you guys to start to play into this mindset of it is effortless to receive. Like things can be easy. Things can feel effortless. And that does not mean, let me tell you, that does not mean you don't take action, okay? Because if you sit around and you're like, I just want things to fall into my lap, I'm gonna tell you to get the fuck off the show. Like, okay, we are action takers over here. Love you, but you have to take action. I talk about this all the time. We live on a 3D planet, right? We have this physical human meat sack, aka your body that you're living in, and we have physical wants that we desire, like the designer bag, the nice car, you want a big house, you want a pool in the backyard, right? These are physical things. We need to take that physical 3D action to really anchor in the manifestations. And sometimes that action steps like go getting coffee with somebody, right? So anyways, when I say that it can be effortless to receive, that doesn't mean that you're like sitting in bed, like wearing a Snuggie, watching like your 15th hour of Netflix, and you're like, where's my 15K? Like, that's just not how it's gonna work. That also, and let me tell you why that's not how it's gonna work. Because you're not gonna feel like your next level self when you have greasy hair in a bun, in your fucking Snuggie from the sixth grade, watching Netflix all day, feeling like you're rotting away. That doesn't feel next level. The next level version of you, she would look put together. She'd feel like a bad bitch. She would have her windows open. There's light coming into the house. She's working on projects she's super passionate about. She's keeping up with her friends, her work, her business, her, you know, like her partner, if she's in a relationship, right? Like she's doing and achieving all of these things because she knows that she has the capacity to live a big life in all areas. When you are in bed in your Snuggie with greasy hair watching 15 hours of fucking Love Island, like you don't feel that way, okay? So like I said, the effortless receiving doesn't mean you don't take action. It means the action you take feels effortless.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's say that again. The action you take feels effortless. And that can really be your reality. One thing that I love about doing the podcast is that I get to remind you guys of these realities that are possible for you. For me, receiving feels effortless because all I do is show up knowing exactly what I want and I go and I execute. then that's just that. So it's so effortless because I'm also not letting in that time space to overthink, to spiral, to second guess myself. As soon as I get an idea for something, I take action right away. That's honestly how I launch most of my retreats. I'm like, and that's how I did the Bali retreat. You know, I was like, I want to go to Bali next year, launch a retreat. I did a retreat at the beginning of 2022 in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. And I was literally on a trip with Austin. We were in Colorado having coffee. And I was like, I really want to go to Mexico. I think I should do a retreat. And I literally made an Instagram story about it the same day. Like, and how that's so effortless. It's like you have the idea for something and you just go take action. See how easy that is. Where it gets hard and where things feel complicated and it takes a lot of effort is where you create too much time and too much space to think too much and to let your subconscious come in with those doubts of, well, what if it doesn't sell out? And what if you can't travel at that time? And what if this and what if that? We can always think of the what ifs. So the time that you wait to actually take that action is what's making your life harder. So how do we start to effortlessly receive? We start taking action as soon as we get inspired ideas. As soon as you get that inspired clarity of what it is that you want, you know? Another example of this, like for me, wanting a Lambo truck. You guys, like I literally look up Lambo trucks online that are for sale on like probably every 2 days. Like I am constantly looking, you know? When I first decided I wanted a Lambo truck years ago, I bought my house key is on a keychain with a yellow Lambo truck on it, you know? And it's like, okay, great. So I know that's something I want. And I got super clear on which one that I want, what color, what interior, what color I wanted the stitching. And I immediately lean into that. And I do things to normalize it in my reality. You know, people send me photos of Lambo trucks all the time. I just got a comment last week. This girl was like, oh my God, I was listening to your podcast and a Lambo truck drove by. Like, it's something that I've solidified because I decided with clarity that that's something that was going to happen. And so how do I effortlessly create that result, even though I don't have it right now? It's I'm constantly reminding myself it's happening. And then I think, what do I need to do to make that happen easily? And then I take action, right? So as soon as you know exactly what you want, you can take an action step to solidify that. And that's where things start to become very easy. Now, we get kind of fucked up in this process when we don't have that certainty. And it also fucks up your intuition. So if you're like, Michaela, I don't know what inspired action to take. I don't feel like the inspired action's coming. I don't feel like I'm very intuitive. I don't know how to tap into my intuition. The reason why you don't know how to tap into your intuition is because you don't have that certainty. Your intuition is always speaking to you and through you. It is always coming up. Those ideas and those desires, here's a key point, right? The desires you have are intuition. When you decide, I want to launch a podcast, you decide, I want to buy this car, you decide, I want to move to this city, you decide, I want to go to Italy, whatever it is, that's your intuition. Because you have no idea what's going to manifest beyond that. And so the desire itself is an inspired action step. Because then you go to Italy and maybe you meet the love of your life. Or then you go to Italy and you buy a dress and then somebody photographs you in that dress and next thing you know, you're in Vogue, right? Like we have no idea. And if we just take that inspired action, aka listen to that desire and open that desire up for us, you start to tap more into your intuition. But again, we don't feel certain around the things we want because we aren't valuing our desires and you don't get certain because you're afraid that it's not going to be possible. You kind of teeter-totter. Again, you're in that soup, right? You're like, oh, okay, I want the lentil, but like, what about the carrot? You're like, okay, but there's this tomato. Like, maybe I'll have all three? No, I don't know. I'll just start here. And the universe is like, oh my God, like, which one am I supposed to follow? Like, which one do you want? What do you want? Literally the notebook. Like, what do you want? What do you want? Okay. You have to decide that. When you just decide, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to start honoring my desires, your intuition is going to be so loud that it's just going to take over your thoughts. And a lot of times I talk to my clients about intuition tapping more in, and they ask like, well, how do I decipher my intuitive downloads from just like a regular thought, right? And for me, I don't question them. Like if I have something that I feel like is a download, if I have an idea come to me, if I have a realization, I'm just like, it's intuition. It's intuition. No ifs, ands, or buts, no questions, no doubts, no second thoughts. Intuition. I want a Lambo truck, intuition. I feel called to do X, Y, and Z, intuition. I'm going to pitch my podcast for this thing, intuition. I want to host a retreat here, intuition. Like, you know, it's just, you have to start claiming what's going on in your head right now as intuition. Circling back to what we talked about at the beginning, this is why it's so important to realize that your thoughts make up your reality, because your thoughts are your intuition. And if you're not taking control over your thoughts, you're not going to feel like you're listening to your intuition. You're not going to feel like you can hear what's actually you. And something a lot of people run into is they have these ideas in their head or these doubts. A lot of times it's their limiting beliefs, and it's not even their own limiting beliefs. It's their parents' beliefs. It's society. It's they saw somebody get canceled on TikTok, and so it's everybody in the comments beliefs, right? It's all of this noise outside of ourselves, and you're not taking control over that narrative. And I want to ask you, and think about this for your homework, how much time are you spending curating your own thoughts? We have so much of our lives that run on autopilot because that's just how the subconscious works, right? Like every time you brush your teeth in the exact same way. Every time you take a shower, you take a shower the exact same way. Like you will literally scrub your body in the exact same format every single time you take a shower until you consciously change that. Like think about that. Tomorrow, after you listen to this, I want you to brush your teeth with your left hand. Like brush it with the opposite side. Like there's so many things that we just do automatically. And we're only consciously choosing our thoughts 5% of the time. We're only like very acutely aware and picking what's going on in our brain 5% of the time. So in that 5%, I want you to be 100% in control of those thoughts going on in your head. And a really great way to start reprogramming that and to make sure that you are taking control of your thoughts is doing things like brushing your teeth with your left hand. This is a morning practice that I literally do. That I'll brush my teeth with my left hand because normally I use my right. And while I'm doing that, I'm telling myself new affirmations and new beliefs that I want to plug into my subconscious, because now my subconscious is open because it's like, oh, this feels uncomfortable. This isn't how we normally do things. This is weird. And so it's not just like la-di-da-di-da brushing my teeth. It's not like going on autopilot. It's now looking around like, what the fuck's going on? So it's a perfect time to infiltrate the subconscious with things that you actually want to be believing about your life and really taking control of that 5%. That's cracking open like a 6% for you, right? Every time we do something new and uncomfortable and out of our norm is an opportunity for you to put in those new beliefs. Perfect example, my trip in Bali, one of the girls had a belief that like nobody was going to reach out afterwards and that like friendships were very transactional in her life. And we were telling her like, well, this isn't transactional. The girls here love you because they love you and they enjoy being around you because they like your personality and they follow up with you and they chat with you and they're excited to see you after the trip because of you. And so you're in this new uncomfortable environment, meeting people for the first time, not knowing how it's gonna go. And then you have an amazing time, you make new friends, and it reprograms that old belief for you. And so now that's an opportunity for you in that 5% when you're aware, when things are uncomfortable, when you're actually taking control of your thoughts, that you can reprogram things. And why does this matter? Okay, so your thoughts create your reality. And if we can change the subconscious thoughts with our conscious moments, the 5% of the time, you can really take control of your life and also be, like, here we go again, be certain about the things you're calling into your life. Because in that 5%, like when you're brushing your teeth with your left hand, what do you want to be certain about? What do you want to be certain about? And literally say it in present tense, like I'm driving a Lambo truck, like I'm making $1 million, like I'm always flying first class, I'm buying a private jet, I'm moving into a $5 million home. Like, what are those things? And the more you do that, the more certain you become, and then the more certain and direct your intuition is to those exact things. It's like this big circle. You can also do like the left hand brushing your teeth. You can do a cold shower. You guys know I love a cold shower. That's a good time to start programming in those beliefs. And really a good way to walk yourself through the 3 to 5 minutes you're in the cold shower is say those new beliefs or affirmations out loud. So doing that is actually going to help the time go by a lot faster when you're really, really cold and you're like, I just want to get out of this shower. Like, I'm so uncomfortable, right? It's those times where you can start to regulate your body in a different way. You're not going to be regulating your body in the cold. You're going to be regulating your body with new beliefs. And I want you to plug in when you start doing these things, plug in receiving feels effortless. I effortlessly like achieve everything I want. I effortlessly receive my manifestations, okay? Because when you start to plug that into that 5% awareness, it's going to change 100% of your life. The crazy thing about our intuition is it's always wanting to peek through. We are just oftentimes not listening to it, or we're spending so much time literally fighting for our excuses. Like, oh my gosh, the amount of times I have conversations with people and I'm like, why are you arguing in favor of your excuses? Like, why are you arguing in favor of your fears? I'd rather you argue in favor of your wins and supporting yourself and actually moving forward the things you want. Like, why are you spending so much time telling yourself that all the reasons why you can't do it when you can just as easily use that time to tell yourself that you can? And that's the moment, like your intuition's always wanting to come through, because the fact that you have these big desires you want to call into your life is your intuition peeking through. And when you just start to honor that, that's going to expand. And it's just a choice to start to change these mindsets around, coming back to this idea of effortless receiving. You keep telling yourself, oh, it's all this hard work. Like, things are so hard. Like, man, it's so hard to do this. It's so hard to get to the gym. It's so hard to blah, 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 blah. It's so hard to schedule this meeting. Like, my job's so hard. Like, oh my God, like, I'm bored hearing it. I'm bored saying it. Like, don't you want things to be easy? And so when your intuition's telling you there's this life that you can have where things feel easy, they feel flowy, and that's what you want so badly, but you're over here saying it's hard all the time, like, you're not listening to your intuition, and then you're letting your thoughts create your reality of a reality you don't even want, okay? You have to start telling yourself it's easy. Like, if you want to be a podcaster, like, you are a podcaster. Being a podcaster is easy. You literally show up, you sit down, and you talk to a mic. You talk to a camera. Like, you just share what you have to say. It's very easy. I sit down, I'm like, what do I want to talk about this week? And then I go talk about it. What's hard about that? People are like, oh, starting a podcast is so hard, you know? And I think I talked about this last week or the week before, but when we found out we have to buy a new engine for my Range Rover and it's going to be $20,000, Austin's like, yeah, it's going to be hard. I'm like, what's hard about making a payment? Like, you know, like, yeah, it's a lot of money and that can feel scary to spend that money when you're not expecting it, but there's nothing hard about like tapping your debit card, you know? And when you shift these mindsets, and people might say like, oh, well, it's not hard because like you can pay it or you have savings or blah, 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 blah. Like, no, this is a mindset thing, right? And if you think that, if that's your initial reaction, go back and listen to last week's episode of like how rich girls make decisions, because they choose to lean into that expansion and let things be easy, because that also builds on their success. Okay. So it's choosing to let things be easy. You want to be a podcaster? Great. So easy. Just show up and record. You want a new opportunity at work? Great. Go talk to your boss. Super easy. You know, just start to take that action. And that's what's going to move you to that next level. And again, you can't hear your intuition because you're creating too much space in between the desire and taking action. And then you're like, well, I'm not getting the intuitive download. Great. You populated a thought that you wanted something. What do you want to do first? It's that simple. I don't need you to have the A to Z. I don't need you to have the whole game plan. Like, I don't. I just need you to take one action step, because the first mode of intuition is you deciding that you wanted something. And then everything flows after that, especially when you have that desire and you decide it gets to be easy, right? I'm going to go to Italy. It's going to be so easy to plan. It's going to be like such an easy trip. I'm going to have such a blast, right? Okay. I'm going to go work out at Equinox. My workout today is going to be like so nice and easy. It's going to be so flowy, right? Like, the actual lifting of the weights is going to be heavy, but it doesn't mean it has to be hard. You have to watch these different ways that you're thinking if you want to have this effortless receiving. And I said this at the beginning of the episode, I want you to start to notice these micro ways you talk to yourself, because that really adds up over time. The last main thing I want to say about your intuition and really building on that with certainty is that if you were certain, let's tie it all in. If you are certain that you could start effortlessly receiving the results that you want, oh my God, I don't know why I just did that with my fingers. Like, it was like a begone Satan finger thing. I don't know. That was weird. Okay. So if you were really certain that like, okay, receiving X, Y, and Z desire, it's going to be so effortless. It's going to come to me so easily. It's going to be such a divine process, right? You would not question a single fucking thing. You would just execute, idea, action step. Great. I feel great. Let's take an action step. I'm so excited. Let's do a visualization. My energy is in the right place. Let's take an action step. you wouldn't, and then you would get the intuitive downloads, aka just normal thoughts that you were channeling from your higher self, right? Because you're tapped in, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no like, was that intuition? Was that my ego? Like, you're not spending time on that. You're so in flow. You're 100% certain that you don't question anything. So when it comes to your desires right now and thinking about your current level of certainty, ask yourself, how often am I questioning myself? How often am I questioning these desires? Because that is where the root cause lies of why things seem hard or they're taking a long time. Because you're teeter-tottering, questioning yourself. You are literally convincing yourself into confusion. You're basically saying like, I want this thing. I can have this thing. I'm visualizing this thing. But then you don't have the certainty, and so then you're teeter-tottering, and you're back in your fucking lentil soup, right? So if you were 1,000% certain, you wouldn't question it. The intuition would come through, the effortless action would come through, and everything would start to flow. Now, one conversation I was having with my clients last week was talking about finding evidence of things, because we think like, oh yeah, well, it's so easy to be certain when I know something's going to happen. Like, it's so easy to be certain I'm going to receive X amount of money in a month when I have these recurring payment plans, or when I have my salary and I get paid every other Friday and I'm certain I'm going to receive that. But what about the things that I don't have the evidence for? How am I supposed to feel certain around that when nothing around me tells me that that's possible? You have to go seek that evidence or create that evidence. So I want to give you guys the example that I was giving my clients last week. My three priorities for the year, I know I talk about them like every fucking week. You guys are like, Michaela, we get it. Your priorities. Like, you could probably read them back to me. But my priorities for the year are my health and fitness, my business growth, and my own personal magnetism. So what is showing me, like, what's the evidence for my health and fitness? And let's say if I wasn't getting any results, which I'm getting crazy results right now because 75 hard has been so good for me. And I already hit my weight loss goal for the year, which is so amazing, right? But anyways, let's say I had no evidence and I was going to the gym and I felt like I wasn't seeing any change or whatever. How would I create evidence that I'm actually going to hit my goal? I would start to surround myself by fit people. I would go to a gym that has more fit people, right? I would go spend time outside where fit people hang out. I always do my hot girl walks downtown by the river because there's so many people running, biking, walking, like walking their dogs, playing in the dog park. There's like a weird outdoor gym thing in downtown Austin by the river where people are like doing pull-ups on the bars, right? I'm putting myself in environments where that's normal, and that's evidence of my fitness goals. That's evidence of my health goals. Even though it's not me, I'm surrounding myself in that environment. And if I'm in that environment, that must mean that I am also going to be hitting those goals because I am also a fit person in this fit person environment, right? Another example I gave my clients for business growth, like where, let's say my business isn't growing at all. Let's say like nothing's changing. Okay. How do I create and find those examples, that evidence of fit or of business growth? Okay. Example, last week I went on a hawker walk with my friend Eva. So also hawker walk, we're in the fit people environment. So that's already helping. But Eva also owns her own business. And so the whole time we're walking, we're like catching up, chatting about vacations and stuff, but then also chatting about business ideas and connecting with our community and social media and different things we're launching. And she just launched a podcast in English. And I'm talking about my retreats and my events and what I want to do on social media and like changing these things. And so I allow that conversation to be evidence of business growth because we're both talking about new and different things that we are doing, and doing different things provides different results. So that's evidence, like literally the conversations you have about your goals. And that helps you lock in that certainty when you are going and you are finding that evidence and creating it. Create the conversations, find the evidence, right? If you were calling in more money, find the evidence of how money is coming to you now. Be so grateful for the clients you have now, the sales you're making now, the business you have now, the career you have now, the paychecks you have now. Be grateful every time you pick a penny off the ground. I swear to God, if I find out one of you guys are walking past pennies and not picking them up, like I am personally going to call you on Instagram and yell at you. Like, if you walk past money on the ground and you don't pick it up, do not disrespect money like that. Like, you are just ignoring abundance around you And then you're wondering why you can't receive. You better stop traffic and pick up that fucking penny, okay? So like, that's another example of seeing the evidence around you. The other, like 2 weeks ago or so, I went on a Hawker walk in this really nice neighborhood here in Austin, and I let all that walk and being around those houses and like the nice sidewalks and the perfectly like done yards, because they have like HOAs of like cut grass and stuff, right? I let that be an example of abundance, of money, of like, this is a neighborhood where people make a lot of money to live here. That's evidence of the goals that I have. That's evidence seeing in my current reality where, like, what these things will look like and what they will feel like, even if I don't have it. And that helps you build that certainty, because the longer I walk around that neighborhood, the more I have the business conversations, the more I put myself in environments with fit people, the more I'm in that mindset, the more I can lock in. Yeah, you know what? I am making this happen. I am moving these things forward. There is the evidence when I go and I look for it. Don't wait. And this is what I said to my clients. Don't wait for the evidence to come to you. Go create it. This is the opportunity you have with your intuition of like, okay, I have this desire. Great. How can I go simulate that experience? How can I put myself in that environment? It's like test driving your dream car, you know? How can I put myself in that environment? Great. Because that gives you the energy. And then your thoughts are like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so amazing. Remember, your thoughts create your reality. And then you think like, I'm so excited. I'm so pumped up. This is what I feel inspired to do after having that experience. Great. Then you take action and this effortless receiving cycle begins. It's literally that simple if you let it be easy. And that's you taking action and you being a literal co-creator with your manifestations and going out of your way to create these events. Because we are oftentimes just waiting for the evidence to rain on us. We're waiting for that check to come in the mail. We're waiting to fucking run into the love of your life at a coffee shop. You're just waiting for all these things to happen to you. But why aren't you going out and creating things for you? Go out and create things for yourself. Go create the evidence, or else you're going to be in this waiting vibration for as long as you keep waiting. Okay? So let's talk about the big things that we have covered today before we, siren. Okay, so let's wrap up and talk about kind of the main points we've talked about here before I send you off into the world to really reframe your mindset and do all of your homework. First and foremost, let's talk about certainty. How certain do you feel around your current desires? Are you teeter-tottering? Are you floating around swimming in lentil soup right now? Or do you feel locked in, certain, 1,000%, no questions asked, I am achieving this? Okay, see where you're at in that spectrum and how can we start to get more certain? We get more certain in a couple of ways. One, we can put ourselves in those environments. Again, it's creating that evidence, not waiting for the evidence, creating that evidence. So putting yourself in environments of your desire, putting yourself in conversations with your desire. I talk about my goddamn Lambo truck every single week, almost every fucking day. Like, it's actually ridiculous. Like, everybody in my life knows about it. People I meet for the first time know about it. I went to a networking event in January and they called on me, and it was the first time I spoke in the room and I talked about my Lambo truck. Like, you know, it's like you have conversations about these things, because also the more you normalize it, the easier it is to come in. Okay. So we create our certainty by putting ourselves, like simulating those experiences, putting ourselves in that environment, creating conversations around it, but also taking accountability of our thoughts. Remember, your thoughts create your reality. So look out, are your thoughts supporting your certainty? Are your thoughts supporting your goals? Are your thoughts supporting the idea that you want to receive these things with ease, with effortlessness? And again, let's make it clear, by effortless, I do not mean don't take action. I do not mean don't take action, but the action you take will feel easier because it's going to be this inspired action. You're going to feel excited. Okay. How do we take inspired action? How do we get into that zone where it's going to be the action steps we need to take to experience the effortlessness? It's tuning into your intuition. If you say, Makila, I don't know how to tap into my intuition. Like I said, your intuition is coming to you all of the time. The best way to start listening is to really respect the desires you have. Stop teeter-tottering. Stop questioning them. Stop questioning your worthiness, your deservingness. If you can make it happen, stop convincing yourself into confusion. Listen to your desires and honor them, because they are manifestations in themselves. And the moment that you own your desires and allow that to be what it is and be what it is that you want, you're going to open yourself up to get a lot more guidance. And again, when you are 1,000% certain, you're no longer going to be questioning yourself, and you're not going to be questioning if something is intuition or not. Because this is the mindset that I have, is that every single thought that comes through me is intuition. Like, literally, when I sit down to podcast, I feel like I just channel this stuff. And when I'm done, I'm like, I have no idea what I just said for an hour, but I know it was good. Like, I write notes and stuff, but I'm like, did I just block out? And I think that at all of my, like, master classes, whenever I'm teaching to my clients, it's like, I just believe that everything that I have to say and deliver and the value I have to give, I literally just channel it from my own intuition. And I just trust that. And that's just kind of a fact that I decided about my life. So we tap into our intuition by not letting ourselves convince ourselves into confusion, right? Stop questioning yourself, owning your desires, and just deciding that you are intuitive as fuck. The moment you decide, like, I'm a channel, I'm intuitive, I have my intuition's on point, like, then that's the reality you start to have. And then our effortless receiving, our last and third topic for the day. Effortless receiving comes when you take action right away. Stop sitting on the things that you know you want to do. Stop sitting around and waiting and thinking, and should I do this and should I do that? And like, oh, but what about this? And maybe it's not the right time. It's like, fuck that, you guys. Seriously, successful people don't have time to sit around and ponder decisions. They make a decision. They move forward. Literally, when I signed up to do the membership at this podcast studio, I like had recorded there earlier in the day, the episode with Caleb, and I was texting Allie later in the night, and I was like, sign me up, send me the invoice. I want to do it. I don't want to think about it. I know I want to be there, and I'm done. I'm in, right? It's like I had been thinking about it, like, do I do this? Yes. Same day decision, done. And then you move your goals forward so much faster because you made a powerful decision in one moment and you didn't let yourself go back and forth for like 2 fucking weeks. Now you've lost your excitement. You've lost your momentum. It doesn't feel inspired anymore. Now it feels far. Now you have all this mumbo jumbo going on in your head, right? So the effortless receiving happens when you take action quickly because now it's easy. It's really hard when you're weighing the pros and the cons and you're thinking through every single thing. That makes it hard. Is this a fuck yes or is it a fuck no? Move forward. Is it a fuck yes? Is it a fuck no? Move forward. That's so easy. So easy. So when you think about your effortless receiving, think about making your decisions faster, making moves faster, taking action faster, tapping into what's a fuck yes, what's a fuck no, and moving forward. And then reminding yourself, again, your thoughts create your reality. I'm saying this a million times because I really want to drill it into your head. And reminding yourself, like, this is easy. Paying my rent is easy. It's as easy as, for me, sending a Zelle to my landlord. It's as easy as sending an automatic payment, right? Making my car payment, easy, automated. Every single month it goes through, easy, done. Buying a new fucking engine, easy. I tap a card, you know? And things can be scary behind the scenes, but it doesn't mean that they're hard. And the more you catch yourself in these little things, in these little moments, in that 5% you were conscious of what's going on in your head, the more you catch it and reframe it to ease, the more ease you're going to start experiencing, okay? So tap into what's your level of certainty right now. On a scale of lentil soup to 1,000%, like, where do you fall? And how can we get to that 1,000%? How can you start creating that evidence for yourself? How can you start honoring your manifestations to tap more into your intuition? And how can you start making actions or make faster moves and take faster action? Because that's how we're really gonna start activating all of these things we've talked about today. Okay, you have a lot of homework. I want you to take action. I want you to think about all of these things over the weekend. Let me know how it goes. Like I said in the past few episodes, we have a free Facebook group for the podcast. It's literally called Mindset Magic Manifestation. I always have it linked in the show notes for you guys. And that's a place where you can share your homework. You can ask questions. You can share your thoughts from the episodes. I would love to hear from you about your certainty, about your intuition, about what you feel is easy and what's not right now, because we can also help reframe things for you. And if you guys are listening on Spotify, I always do like a Q&A or a little poll underneath the episode. So I want you to go to the Q&A today and let me know what action step you're going to commit to taking and what evidence you are going to go create for your desires. Because again, when you seek out and create that evidence, you are being an active participant in your manifestation, and that is going to build your certainty. It's also going to build your confidence that you are making these things happen. So let me know in the Q&A, what fast action are you taking this week, and what are you going to do to create more evidence of your manifestations? But that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you guys love the episode and if you got a ton of value from this, please share over on Instagram. I love to see who's tuning in every single week. Take a little screenshot. I want to see you on your hot girl walk. If you're doing a little bath ritual, show us the setup. If you're cooking a nice dinner, I want to see what you're doing while you're listening. Don't forget to tag me. I'm at the Mikayla J, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review. I love hearing your takeaways and wins from the podcast in the review section, so don't forget. Love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.